at St. Francis de Sales Seminary in the south side of Milwaukee, where I went to the seminary, Father Gideon was there too. One of the unique parts of the seminary is that on the fifth floor, you kind of open up this door, and it leads you into like a room that has like a magical staircase. And it's when I say magical staircase, there's like a beam in the middle of the room, and then there's a staircase that just kind of spirals right along that beam. And it probably goes up as high as like the high pulpit there, the top cross up there. So it's pretty high. And at the top, there's kind of like a cupola, it's called, where you can kind of look out over really pretty much the city of Milwaukee. And one of the interesting things about that kind of setup that you know when you live there is that if you're at the top of the cupola and there are people on the bottom talking, and they could be talking in just a whisper, you could hear them like perfectly clear in that cupola. It's like kind of like this echo chamber. Wherever is whispered, you could hear as if it's plain as day. And I know that there's other parts like of the world, different spots. There's kind of a famous spot in the Grand Central Station in New York City where they call it the Whisper Gallery, where you can be facing the other way. Someone can be 30 feet away. You can whisper, and somehow they can hear the sound like as clean as day. And I think of that sense of an echo, because the gospel today, and Lent, we could say, is all about magnifying the echo of Jesus Christ in our lives, and then kind of dulling out all those things that keep us from hearing the voice of Jesus. Maybe another way of looking at this, 2 years ago, we kind of restored the church here. One of the things was we put tile in the sanctuary. And if you rewind back to then, when we kind of had the sound system back up and operating, it was a disaster because of all the extra echoes. You need things to absorb the sound. But here's the point in this sense of echo, keeping that in mind. In the gospel today, it says Jesus was fasting for 40 days in the desert, and then the devil came to him. And two of the ways when the devil came to him, the devil said, "If you are the Son of God, if you are the Son of God." And I imagine Jesus say, like when the devil said that, "If you are," I think of Jesus saying, "What do you mean if? What do you mean if?" Because in the chapter right before this, the last word that Jesus heard was, "You are my beloved Son, with you whom I am well pleased." And so I think of Jesus for 40 days being in the desert fasting, that echoing in his mind, "I am God's beloved Son, I am God's beloved Son, I am God's beloved Son." And so when the devil showed up with that temptation, if Jesus knew that it wasn't a sense of if, he knew his identity. I think so often God gives us those messages, and God is always that whisper. Scripture says that Jesus often speaks in the silence, in the whisper. And so often we allow the whisper of God to be absorbed by any other number of things that get in the way. What are the things that have gotten in our life that absorb the sound of God? And how is Jesus calling us to take them away? The devil will not tempt us in the same way that the devil tempted Jesus. The devil is not going to ask us to turn stones into bread or to throw ourselves down from a high place like he did Jesus. But the devil has much more cunning ways of tempting us. The devil might say, "Yeah, just stay up a little bit later, no problem." Then all of a sudden we get up the next morning, we're crabby, we miss our prayer time. It's these little things like that all of a sudden everything starts to go downhill. I think of the devil in this time of the year with even though it doesn't feel like spring, I think spring is going to be coming here eventually, and I know it is because at St. Clement, the seagulls have been starting to come back more and more. And anyone that's kind of close to Lake Michigan, when the seagulls come back, you try to keep them out in every way possible. So like down by the lake, there's those, if you walk around the lake, those kind of things that have the seagulls, and they make sounds, and they kind of just scare the seagulls away. Because once the seagulls take a nest, like, it's hard to move them. And at St. Clement, they dive bomb people. So we put little owls up in the bell towers and on the school roof there. But what I'm getting at is once the seagulls start moving in to make their nest, it's kind of stick by stick, slowly but surely. But once that nest is built, you can't get them out. And it's the same thing the way temptation works in our life. It kind of works its way in slowly, slowly, slowly. And then all of a sudden when it's there, we've got to work like crazy to get it out. Lent is the time to say, right now, let's take apart those nests that are not from God in our life. Let's manifest the echo of God, the goodness of God, who often speaks to us in silence and in peace. Jesus, help us remove everything that's absorbing the sound of your love and your mission for our lives.